Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Tide Talk. I am your host, Night Tide, and I currently have a sinus infection. Yay! Welcome to episode 11. Oh my God. Guys, I am hurting. I'm actually doing my best to put on my not-sick voice right now and bring you some energy. I literally had to take a deep breath before I started this because I'm just like... But we're going to get through this. As always, we're going to be talking about life and a whole bunch of stuff. This might be a little bit more of a shorter episode. I'm actually going to focus a little bit more on kind of some like self-realizations I've had as we've been kind of going on through the past couple like weeks or so here. And we'll talk about that. So first off is life. Life is rough right now. Just so much sickness going on in the house. And this past weekend was Mother's Day weekend, and I felt like a trooper. I hung in there for my wife on Saturday. I helped to take care of all the laundry. I tried to clean up, as much stuff as I could around the house and give her time to kind of go on a little date with my son and do all this other stuff. But I was hurting. And then Sunday hit, and it was Mother's Day, and I literally texted her in the middle of the night. And I was like, I'm still up. I'm miserable. I need to go to the doctor in the morning. I'm not messing around. Like, I literally feel terrible. So I get up, we get up in the morning, and I end up heading into MedExpress, and of course I've got a sinus infection / ear infection, and they're giving me antibiotics and Flonase and all this other crap and telling me to take this stuff to feel better. And today it comes and I'm not feeling too much better. So hopefully those antibiotics and all this kind of crap kicks in soon here, because God, this is just... Being sick is miserable, and I feel like if you go back and listen to the past Tide Talks, someone in my house has been sick probably since the first episode, which was 2.5 months ago. Like, please, give me a break. I need it. We need to be healthy in this house. I would love nothing more than just to be healthy at this point. But life is good other than being sick. You know, I felt like we actually had a nice Mother's Day. We went to a nice little lunch at Panera. For my wife, that's one of her favorite restaurants, so we just went to Panera, got a nice little intimate family lunch. It was actually good. The boys were well-behaved. We did that, and then we went over to my in-laws, and my father-in-law cooked ribs, and he cooks ribs like nobody else, man. They're so good. They're just so good. So we had ribs, we had a couple other things, and it was just nice. It was nice to visit with everybody, but I felt so bad because I was kind of a recluse, of course, being with a sinus infection. I'm just kind of like trying to get away from everybody and get away from noise and, hopefully let them take care of my kid. I felt so bad. Anyway, but it was an okay time. But we're here back today. And, in terms of life and kind of general overall takeaways, life overall is good. I have really nothing to complain about. Even being sick, as much of a pain in the butt as that is, there are many worse things that could have happened or be happening to me. Got to talk to my mom. She apparently had a really nice day with the fam, so that was nice too. I miss my mom a lot. My parents and I grew up in Southern California, and we kind of had grown apart, not in terms of a relationship, but in terms of just, I went to college in Pennsylvania, and when that happened, I also made the choice to stay in Pennsylvania because cost of living was cheaper. My fiance was there. I planned on kind of establishing myself in this area because I liked it. I liked the fact that there was seasons. And again, cost of living was cheaper. And I was urging my parents for years to come out and move out this way where they could have a better life. And they did. And for unfortunate reasons and my mom's work, they ended up having to move after only like a couple years of being out here. And now they currently live in Arizona. So while I had a small window of redemption where I actually got to see my parents on the regular, and they got to see, their grandkid, they still haven't met my youngest son in person, which sucks. But thank God for Skype and those things, because at least there's that. But that part kind of makes me sad, as I miss my family a ton, especially around Mother's Day, Father's Day, because I'm close to my parents. They're great people. They've always taken care of me. They are definitely a mass contributing factor to the human being that I am today, and to the man I am today. And I owe them a lot. Nothing ever but love has come from my parents, and so that's a big deal. I got very lucky to have them be my parents. And so I'm trying to make sure that I pass it on to my kids, and I try to make sure that I pass that love on to you guys too, and make sure that we, you know, treat each other with respect. And I kind of take on those learnings that they taught me and try to be a decent human being. So anyway, that's kind of life. So you can tell like a little feelsy when I think about my mom, my dad, my sister, who's also out there with them. So at least she's out there with them. So they at least have one kid they have access to at a constant interval. But I don't know. I'm still holding out hope that they move out this way again eventually, and we can kind of be reunited, and they can kind of be involved with the grandkids a bit more, and I can see them a bit more, and that would be nice. But anyway, that's life. Usually I talk about media. We don't really have a lot of media. I've honestly, guys, been strapped for time lately, and with the sickness and all that kind of stuff, I just haven't been consuming a ton of media. The one thing I can tell you is my wife is sucked into the show The Handmaid's Tale. And when I first saw trailers for that, I was like, this show, I have no idea what the hell it's about. I've got no idea what's going on. But it looks like something that I would be very much not interested in. I can tell you, after having been downstairs hanging out with my wife while she's watching the show, and I'm just kind of like in her presence, just trying to spend time with my wife and talk to her and stuff, the show is actually pretty darn interesting. Very dystopian future society, like fertility. What was the movie? There was a movie, Children of Men. I think it was called Children of Men. And it was kind of the same thing where you like human beings basically became infertile. And there's now only this select few group of women that are fertile, and they are the handmaids. And so they're basically pimped out to all these families so that they can have kids. And when they have the kids, it's basically like they're a surrogate. They're a surrogate without actually being a surrogate. Like the kids are all half theirs because the moms obviously don't have any fertile eggs. So that, or the would be mothers, don't actually have, aren't fertile women. So yeah, it's very, very odd. So they basically just get shuffled around and trying to, you know, get pregnant and make babies for all these different families to kind of repopulate the earth, which again, crazy concept. And when I started watching a couple episodes, it was definitely interesting. I don't know if it's something that I like want to get into and go back and like, hey, honey, I want to watch The Handmaid's Tale with you. But it's certainly something that I don't mind when it's on, and definitely has a cool story to it. Oh, on a second note there, you guys may have recalled months ago, earlier this year, I was really excited because Clifford, a.k.a. Miku, who is a good stream buddy for a long time. His wife is an author, and she wrote this book, and I'm trying to find the name of this book. Darn it. I have to go to my... I'm going on Twitter, guys. I'm sorry. I'm navigating while streaming. This is never a good thing. Okay. So the book was called The House of Camelot, and it's called The House of Camelot by Sheena Zernichek. And I'll go on my Twitter. I've retweeted it. And she's just released the second book in the series already. And it's called The Council of Excalibur. And I was so pumped because when I read the book, I couldn't put it down first off. You can get it on Amazon for I think, less than 10. I super just get it. Go now. If you like fantasy novels, great sci-fi fantasy kind of stuff, great story. I love the characters. I love the world. It's very well fleshed out. It's very well written. I am a very harsh critic of those types of things, but it was a very fun read, and I enjoyed the world, and I wanted to spend more time in it. Obviously, I was like shattered when I was like, oh, man, I can't believe I have to wait for the next book in this series. And then lo and behold, he was like, well, don't be too bad. She's been writing these things for a while. The second book's going to be out later this year. I was like, well, what? Yes! Give me more! So now it's out. So The Council of Excalibur. So I'll be reading that in my spare moments as I go along here. So I can't wait to consume that next book in the series. And if you guys like, again, fantasy, dragons, all magic, good manner of things set in kind of like a modern thing. If you guys are a fan of the Shannara series, this is definitely in the vein. Super, super same vein as that. But with a modern twist, really fun, really good story, great characters again. I can't say enough about it. It's just a fun read. So definitely check it out. Again, I retweeted it today, so if you go back in my timeline, you'll see something about books. You know, that's it. there's not too much about books in my timeline, but these books, awesome. So I'm excited for number two. So that's something that came up. in terms of games, we're still kind of in the same game thing. So we've been playing a lot more Fortnite, and I'll talk about that here in a second. We've been playing a lot more Fortnite, or seemingly a lot more Fortnite. We're still playing Fortnite. We switched up to, you know, The Last of Us, which I talked about some impressions last week. Played it again for a second installment this past Saturday, and it was really fun. Like, I'm enjoying the game. It's definitely got some crazy moments to it already, which is super cool. It's a very challenging game, but they do a lot of really cool different set pieces that you don't expect to happen. It's this kind of weird looter survival game where they mix in some very crazy like RPG elements just very different the systems that they've brought into the game, but they all work really well. And so again, I'm very happy to play it. And then I've been, you know, I still was playing through Far Cry 5. I didn't get a chance to play Far Cry 5 this week because, excuse me, see, it's the sickness. With the sickness coming through, I basically was like, you know what, I don't think that I could be on point and, like, shoot things and like, be all in that mindset yesterday. So I switched it up and I played Arrow. And Arrow is a fantastic rhythm game, guys, made by a very small little team of developers and, It's basically a rhythm game. It's got really good EDM music. I downloaded, there's a DLC for it, and it's half off on the store right now. If you're probably hearing this, unless you're hearing it like today or the day after I post this podcast, it's no longer going to be on sale. But even that being said, it's like $15 normally. It's super worth it. Like, just go grab it. If you like rhythm games, check it out. Watch a review or something, or watch a trailer, and you get the general gist. It's just a twin stick kind of fun experience that you can definitely spend some time on. And if you like challenging games where you can up the difficulty as you get better at it, this game definitely allows you to do that. There's multiple modes where you have to unlock different stars for completing challenges. There's a bunch of little hidden things that you have to know where they are in the map. So the more you know the maps, the more you know the characters, the more you understand how to hit the beats, the better you are at the game. So definitely check out Arrow. It's a super cool game. In terms of a couple previews coming up, we're going to be playing State of Decay. I did get a review copy for that game. I was very excited to get a review copy for that game. I started playing a little bit of it. I'm not allowed to say a whole bunch as of this podcast. I can just say that I was very excited to get a review copy, and I'm very excited to share with you my impressions later on this week when the embargo lifts. All right, so with that said, all of that kind of out of the way, Rising Tide news. I don't want to necessarily do the full rundown like I was doing that I have been doing the past few podcasts, but I will say, just guys, when you're part of the Rising Tide, do yourself a solid and make sure that you get a chance to go and follow somebody new every week. And this is specifically talking to the team, guys. Go follow somebody new every week and try and hang out with some of them in the stream. I got a chance to hang out, I think, with Captain Awesome for a little bit. This week, I got a chance to hang out with HD Raw this week for a little bit. I was lurking in Sappy for a little bit. Now I'm trying to go through the list and see who I was hanging with this week. Let's see, where else did I spend time? I think I was in Nova Gods. Nova Gods been doing a lot of co-streams. I was kind of lurking around in there for a little bit. Who else? Gage has been doing a bunch of stuff for charity lately. He's on like a charity kick. In fact, today he's kind of doing for something for the ASPCA. He did something a little bit ago for another charity. He's just doing all kinds of fun charity stuff, like a charity week. So go hang out with Gage and participate in that. We rated the Truffled Pastry Chef, who's a new member of the team, and she's close to 300 followers. She should totally go and smash the follow button and just go hang out. And Calistia we rated this week. So lots of fun new people to go and hang out with and just have fun with. So make sure you guys are doing that. Oh, no, we didn't raid Calistia this week. Who did we raid this week? We raided somebody else who was new. Who did we raid? Brain work. Why, Brain? Why? I can't remember right now. And it's going to come to me, and I'm going to feel terrible about it that I don't remember. But it's not on the tip of my tongue this week. But, yeah. So make sure that you're going and following peeps and putting in the time and putting in the effort to go say what's up. That's part of what being a team's about. You know, go hosting people and do the fun things. In terms of my stream, we've been just progressing and having a fun time. We had another no solid week this week of growth. We're ever closer to that 15K milestone, which I would love to hit by the end of this month. which has been nuts. We've continued to crush subscription milestones too. Subs have been coming up like crazy, and even with all the free subs and stuff, you guys have continued to get the sub count going up, and I think we're currently hitting at 266. So you guys are crazy. I'm waiting. I think there's going to be a drop off of some sort, but I know we're going to keep working towards the milestones. Our next sub goal, I think, is 500 subs to get our next two emotes. We do have our new emotes. If you guys have not tried the NT boy, which is a Kratos face with a mouth open, it works with everything. And we had a Mimir emote, but he just didn't come out right. And after a couple different attempts of a Mimir emote, I ended up going with more of a Leviathan axe. So we have an axe emote, which is kind of like our, I don't know, it could be our give him the chop, it could be our ban, it could be whatever, but we have an axe, and it goes really well also with lots of fun things. So make sure to spread those two emotes across the things. As always, guys, I just thank you so much for your support. You guys make everything about this possible, and I'm just very humbled by the continued support and the amount of stuff that we do. Now, getting into the kind of stream topic, it's going to be a little bit of a mashup this week. So I tried this past week something called Gamer Sups, and Gamer Sups is meant to be kind of like an energy drink replacement or a coffee replacement or whatever replacement, and it's in the same line as like G Fuel and Rogue Energy and Mixed Energy. There's all these different energy companies now, and Gamer Sups is a pretty big one. I think other than G Fuel, they're probably the second largest one that's not a full-blown, like, you know, workout company like a Metrics or something like that. And I have to say, I was impressed with the flavor. I felt very good when I had them. I don't know if it necessarily contributed to focus and all that kind of stuff, but I can certainly say that when I was playing Fortnite, I definitely felt more dialed in the couple nights that I was drinking it while playing. And again, I don't know if that's a direct correlation or if I had just kind of broken through a wall with Fortnite, but I definitely felt more on point when I was there. So take that for what it was worth. I didn't have any crazy crashes. I didn't feel like I was overstimulated. I'm definitely debating on whether I want to order some more and keep going or pursue something with the company. But I can tell you this, something about the couple days, the 2 days specifically that I was drinking the Gamer Sups and we were playing Fortnite and we were doing better has woken up this latent competitive beastie within me. And for those of you that have joined me and only know me as Nighttide, for many, many years, I have gone by some sort of way, shape, or form of the name Animal. I was Animal X76, and I was Animal Instinct, and I was Animal 8U, and then it became Nighttide because I kind of turned a corner in my life, right? I wanted to show for myself that I had made progress, and I wanted to be more marketable and kind of reflect the fact that I'm just embrace more chill. But I can't deny, guys, that there's this side of me that is oh, so competitive. And when I want to be, and when I dedicate my time and focus to it, I'm very good at shooter games. And those two nights where I was just on a roll in terms of just getting some solid kills in on Fortnite really kind of lit that fire again. So I don't know what that means yet for the stream. I feel like I want to nurture that flame a little bit and get a little bit more savage. I feel like you guys enjoyed when I was getting a little more focus face, but I know that we also like when we're a little bit, you know, we've historically liked when I'm more conversationally focused. And so there's give and take there. And I definitely don't want to go, I'm definitely not jumping full into competitive. I'm definitely not doing any of that stuff. That ship has way beyond sailed, but being a bit more of a savage at the game, is something I wouldn't mind being. And if you're going to play something, you might as well play it well, right? So, I don't know. We might focus on being a little bit more focused while we play some of those games or when we're playing squads together. And I don't know. Like, I don't want to say that we're just going to go for wins because we still just play for fun. It's not like I'm ever going to get mad if we're not winning. But maybe just to have that competitive edge, just that little fire behind the eyes. I don't know. You guys tell me. You guys tell me what you think. You think I should kindle the savage within me a little bit more. I don't know. You guys always like to see more dimensions of me, apparently. In fact, this week I got a little so savage that I let it, of all things, an F-bomb drop on stream, which I typically don't do. I typically don't cuss. And it was just kind of funny. I was in this really comfortable place where, you know, you guys had me very disarmed and it just kind of came out. I was like, whoop, Whoopsies. And it was quickly memed. You guys are very quick on the memes, Boom, Tom. So quick on the memes. And I'm not going to lie. I thought it was hilarious. But, you know, I'm not ashamed of it or anything. That's me. That's part of me too, guys. Yeah, I talk about it all the time. Where in my everyday life, swearing's part of the gig. I work with software developers. They're like the mechanics of technology. We dear Lord, just lots of swearing. Just swearing at everything all the time. It's very commonplace. Four-letter words are my friends. But when I'm on a stream, I feel like it's something that's different, right? It's almost like you, when you're not comfortable with people yet. Like swearing is something for me that I do either when I'm made comfortable because other people are swearing, so I feel like it's more acceptable, or it's something where we're just on a level where it's so nonchalant that we're okay with kind of kicking back and swearing. And that may be an antiquated kind of thought process, but it's how I think. It's how I feel. So when I'm in front of people, even though I know you guys now, right? I know it's part of the community. You guys come in every night. It's still this level of decorum that I want to keep within my stream. And because it's always somebody's first time coming into my stream, right? There's always somebody that's going to be their first time watching. And that's the mentality that I have to have. And that's the mentality I echo that you guys should have, and always be presenting the part of you, or presenting the I don't want to say the version, because that's not true. I want you guys to be yourselves, but make sure you're presenting yourself in a way that you would want to have somebody meet you for the first time, right? And I think that's mainly it, right? Like, I don't swear in front of my parents. It's a matter of respect. Like, I don't want to just be openly, you know, swearing, because it's not something that I want you to perceive that way of me initially, right? There's enough of people that want, that are perfectly happy just kind of swearing left and right and front and back and getting aggressive and using aggressive language and all that kind of stuff. And that's not what I want for you guys to get when you come to my stream. I want you guys to be able to embrace the chill. I want you guys to have fun. I want you to feel safe. And I feel like even if we can still do all of those things and swear, I feel like it still feels more safe when I don't. It feels safer when I don't swear, because then it doesn't encourage other people to do so, and then it doesn't get into any conflicts or things like that. It avoids as much of that as possible, and we can just have a relaxing time, and I feel like we all have a better time when we're in those types of situations, as opposed to where if I was swearing all the time and it was more loosey-goosey, I think that might attract a different audience that I'm not looking necessarily to attract, right? Which is, again, part of it goes hand in hand with me maybe wanting to be a little more savage. I don't know. Is that just going to attract people that want to be savages all the time? I don't necessarily want a whole bunch of savages in chat, right? But it's a fine line between having this edge. So I don't know, guys. It's weird. I guess what I'm trying to say to you is a myriad of things. One, I'm trying to communicate to you that, one, you never stop growing as a streamer. And there's a bunch of different influences and parts of you that you can draw on for inspiration and to create content as you go. Me, I am a first-person shooter savage. That has and always will be me. Sometimes I put that down, and sometimes I let that go a little bit, and other times I like to rekindle that. Man, when I was still playing Call of Duty, you guys could see, like, I was nonchalantly talking to you guys and still putting together 4, 5, 6 kill streaks, you know, just constantly winning games, doing good things, no matter what gun you pick up, sniping, shooting, shotgunning, whatever. That's me. But I put down the sticks on Call of Duty because I want to be able to play with you guys on Fortnite and open it up, because it's multi-plat, it's cross-plat, it's all these types of things. And, like, I want to get to a point where I'm that good at the game to where the gameplay is just as entertaining as the company. And maybe that's kind of how I feel. If I'm dissecting that, as I'm breaking that down for you, I'm also breaking it down for me. I feel like I want to be as good as at Fortnite as I was at Call of Duty, or I am at Call of Duty, so that we can all have a bit more of an entertaining time as well as have a good conversational time. I want to be comfortable being able to manage both. And so I think that's what it is. I want to be comfortable managing both and still maintain the same decorum and happiness and chill vibes that we have, while being able to pull off some sweet skill as I do in other games. So I think that's it. So there's the one. But don't be afraid to pull from other facets. Don't be afraid to continue to reinvent yourself and to add on to the dimensions of you and to the dimensions of your content. If you have things that you are good at that you think would be entertaining, you know, don't be afraid to act on those things. Don't be afraid. The second piece of that is, you know, really just oh, freezing up here because I feel like that first point just kind of summed it all up on me. You know, just be comfortable, be chill, embrace the chill, and present the you that you want to be. I say embrace the chill, but I say be you. All right. So this is Sick Brain. Guys, are you comfortable with Sick Brain? This is a nightmare train wreck of an ending, but I finally figured out what my second point was. Second point is be comfortable and create the content that you know is going to make you happy and is also going to be presenting you in a way that you would love to be no matter who comes in for the first time. And I think that that's a good rule of thumb for you to keep in the back of your head when you're creating content, when you're streaming, when you're doing those things. Because at the end of the day, there's always going to be somebody that's joining you for the first time. And you never get a second chance to make a first impression. You know, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for that person to come in and be like, man, I can't tell you how many times we get hosted, rated, or hype zoned or whatever. And people will come back and they stay and they're like, man, you got really good vibes. I'm going to stay here. I'm like, thank you. I appreciate that. They get it, right? They saw me. Whether or not I won, lose, or draw at a game, no matter if the gameplay is a great or a crapshoot, they understood that the vibe here was going to be welcoming and warm and chill and relaxed, and that's what they were looking for. It resonated with them, and then bam, they are here. And they'll come back because they want to continue that nice, chill vibe. And I think that speaks a lot to what I can bring as a content creator, but some, again, what you should look for and have that sense of self-discovery and self-examination within your own content. All right, well, guys, that's all I've got for you today. Please make sure to like, subscribe, favorite this podcast, anchor.fm/nighttide, and iTunes, the Nighttide Podcast. Just find me, do all the fun things. You can find me on Twitter at Nighttide. You can find me mixer.com/nighttide. And I'll be here. Until next week, guys, I love your faces. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. We've got some good stuff coming up, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.